This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Big dust-up yesterday, Michael. I mean, it was chippy all day, apparently, at Broncos camp. Parker Gabriel of the Denver Post outlined it beautifully. Started with rookie tight end Justin Jolie. He got into a scrap during like a one-on-one drill. The defense was getting pissed off as the practice began. On the first snap in another team drill, the defensive line kind of got in there, got back, collapsed the pocket, ran into quarterback Bo Nix, who got knocked to the ground. He got up yelling and screaming at defensive players. He spotted Malcolm Roach celebrating. Nix fired the football he was holding at Malcolm Roach. Two plays later, Singleton intercepted a Bo Nix pass. On the other side of the field, Calvin Throckmorton, one of their guards, ended up at the bottom of a pile with his helmet off. Nick Benito ran to the pile, appeared to jump on Mike McGlinchey. Bo Nix ran after and grabbed Benito by the leg, trying to pull him off the pile. And then after the fight, Bo was asked about it. He said, "I love it. It's football. It's getting me ready for the games coming up. It's a physical practice out there, played by physical people. I got intense, and we were just really enjoying it." I don't always love fights, Mike, but I feel like this is going to be one of those things that's good for the Broncos, specifically the offense. Because this defense, Broncos defense, they're nasty, dude. They're going to be nasty again this year. They're going to be one of the best defenses in the league, assuming they can stay healthy. Sharpening up that offense, man, this is the kind of stuff that I actually read. I'm like, I kind of like that fire. I like that fire, especially from Bo Nix.
The optics of it are bad because you're hitting the quarterback, you're jumping on a pile on your own team. But when the quarterback comes out and says, "We love this," like, especially if you have a weak defense, you got a problem.
Yeah.
But if you have a strong defense, I don't know how much of an issue it is.
I like it, man. I think it's good. This is another Coach Prime thing here, man. Troy Rank sharing this from the Daily Camera. Deputy made attempt to serve CU Buffs coach Deion Sanders last week in relation to son Shiloh's bankruptcy trial during Colorado's opening week preparation for Georgia Tech. But he was not available. He was told the deputy was told that Coach Prime was not available to be served, essentially. So he wasn't around.
That's a lawful order. I don't know if the person who said, "Hey, he's not available right now," is breaking the law. But that's legally questionable, especially since it's a deputy.
It's just another odd story, man. It's just another odd story here.
Brady, you are anti-CU for reporting this.
No, I'm not even reporting. I'm just reading. I'm just reading what it is. And yeah, I tweeted it out last night. I said, "All is fine in Buffland. Nothing to see here. They'll probably never lose a game." I mean, you can't tell me that this stuff going on doesn't bother some Buffs fans. It's got to bug you a little bit, man. Come on. Sophie Cunningham says the WNBA needs a bold commissioner who wants the best for its players. Uh-oh. She going to get in trouble for calling out the commissioner? Is the commissioner going to say, "Hey, you wouldn't be saying that if I was a dude"? Because she did that earlier this year. Sophie Cunningham was talking about it. And it was in a wide-ranging profile published today by USA Today. And she said, you do have a person in power who you have to have a person in power who's bold, who is confident, who wants the best for the players and not maybe for themselves all the time. So I feel like as a whole, that could be a position that's maybe open at the end of the year. But that's not my call. Yeesh.
Sophie Cunningham is one of your more famous people out there. Like if you had a famous quarterback or, you know, center fielder who hits a lot of home runs and they're saying, I don't like this person, I don't like this culture here, you really got to look into it.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So back to the fight. I just wanted to hit the top stories there. But I obviously don't want to hear tons of that. But Mike, it's August 19th. They've been practicing. If you go back to OTAs and all that, they've been going at each other for a long time. And it's preseason. They're in their game mode, but it's still not regular season stuff just yet. They play another preseason game on Friday. I get it. And some story, like if you hear that a bad team's getting in fights all the time, you might kind of roll your eyes. But Mike, you got to remember this defense that Vance Joseph has, this is a championship caliber defense. And they are going to bring it every single day. They're going to get after it. Now, it probably shouldn't be running into Bo Nix. You got to wonder what Sean Payton thinks of all that. And we might hear from Sean Payton on that with Clip of the Day coming up. We'll get to that. But it's one of those things where I look at it and say, I think it's good for the offense, man. Get a little more fight from this offense. And, I mean, Throckmorton was, like, bleeding from his face. He was bleeding. And he was taken back into the facility with a bag over his eye by training staff. I don't love that. But it's an intense fight right now. And I kind of like it, Mike. You know, I heard Coach Lamb on with Tanner this morning, Tanner and Brian this morning on Good Morning NoCo. He's not into that at all. He's like, don't fight. If you fight, you're going to be in trouble because that's a penalty. And I get that line of thinking too. But sometimes I feel like I don't want it all the time. Like, again, I'm seeing last year you saw a lot of fights going on with the Buffs. This year there's some fights going on. There's a point where it's too much. Now, if we hear today that another fight breaks out, Mike, then I'm going, ugh, I don't like that. And then we got it out of our system. Let's not keep doing it. Let's not start hurting dudes. Let's not bloody faces and send dudes to the training room. Don't love it. But in this case, I kind of look at it and say, man, this is the offense stepping up. This is Bo Nix. Dude, we can say this about Bo. I don't know that he's a tier one quarterback, Mike, but that guy, tier one when it comes to fiery. He is not one to take anybody's crap. Doesn't like being ran into, and he let the defense know.
My favorite thing is like running into the quarterback. He probably didn't hit him too hard. I don't know if Bo Nix flopped or not. But my favorite thing about this fight is Bo Nix standing up for his offensive lineman. Because normally it's the offensive lineman going after people for, you know, an egregious hit on Bo Nix. But Bo Nix getting their backs, that says
Nick Bonito. He's pulling Nick Bonito off the pile.
Nick Bonito can destroy you.
He's a monster dude.
He can destroy you with a thought.
Read the text here. Faith said, on the WNBA thing. Sophia is more popular because of the drama she's involved in. She's a good player, but I wouldn't put her top 10. Oh, no, I agree. Anybody that's close to WNBA stuff is not saying that Sophie Cunningham is one of the best players in the league. Yes, she's popular because of the drama she's involved in, 100%.
Yeah, but now she's popular.
Yeah.
I've never seen her play a game. I imagine she's
And you're Mr. WNBA now. I'm surprised you haven't caught any of the games.
I've caught portions of three games.
Yeah.
The last one did not put me to sleep because it was the end of the game.
Oh, you're getting after it, though.
It was a defensive foul, but the girl who was the offensive player who had the ball, she used that situation to go a little extra chest to shoulder situation. It probably could have been an offensive foul.
I don't know. It's your world now, man. We're just living in it. You're our WNBA correspondent.
I'm not sure if I'll watch any more WNBA games, but I did want to watch some of the action so that when I'm criticizing them, I have more more knowledge about the situation.
First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So, Michael, I got the this year's edition of Lindy Sports College Football 2026 preview. It's not the end-all be-all, but I like it. I've always enjoyed reading this. I get the NFL version, too. On the Big 12 stuff, any idea where they're picking Colorado to finish in this 16-team conference?
I'm going to say 14th.
16th.
Oh!
16th.
Wait, who all's in that conference?
Texas Tech, BYU, Houston, Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma State, Arizona State, Kansas State, TCU, Cincinnati, Baylor, West Virginia, UCF, Kansas, and Iowa State. I read that. That wasn't just on my head.
I would say that they're going to be better than UCF.
Here's the good news. You want to know what the good news about them is? It's their San Jose State transfer. It's their Mountain West Conference transfer. Wide receiver Danny Scudero is a nice get for quarterback Julian Lewis. Is a nice get. Yes, Danny Scudero, he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys you circle. He's going to be he's an excellent player. He lit it up last year. Bad news, they write. Coach Prime can't keep his best players with CU's athletic budget problems. They do have budget problems.
Take a pay cut.
Their call, they say CU has lost its star power since the exit of Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders. It does feel like the star power is certainly not one. I mean, yeah, that second year, they were so much fun to watch. I enjoyed watching them. That's why I do root for Shedeur Sanders. I do. I root for Travis Hunter. Guys beefed up. And they were so much fun to watch. Texter here from Smitty. The CU reality with Dion. During Dion's tenure at CU, his team has a 0.486 win percentage and ranks 11th in the Big 12, ranking behind Iowa State, Kansas, KSU, ASU, Arizona, TCU. The $54 million contract looms highest paid in the Big 12 with mostly awful results. They cannot afford a buyout. And final point, if winning matters more than what the DJ is playing in pregame, celebrities on the sidelines, what new Prime hoodie is available in the bookstore? And Dion's latest catchy quote, CU is mostly a failure under Dion. If it ended today for Coach Prime, how would you summarize his time 3 years as the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes?
I would say it's more than disappointing. I would say it is not as much devastating, but it is somewhere between, I would say embarrassing. It's embarrassing because you are paying this guy so much money, he's not getting you the results, you're in debt, he's only had two creditable players in his tenure here. Everybody else is kind of a question mark.
Jimmy Horn Jr., pretty good. There's been some good players. I'm still waiting to see, you know, what kind of coach he is, Mike.
And I think coach or motivator,
going into year four, having to say I'm waiting to see what kind of coach he is, I just think is a weird sign. It's what it is. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I want to shout out to Renaissance Insurance. My guy Ryan, he's a diehard Bears fan. He's also a Buffs fan, so I'm sure he's not loving this conversation today. But I'm asking Buffs fans today, if you're listening, if you're truly listening, tell me that all is fine and explain. All the things we've talked about in the first hour, outlining some of the negatives surrounding Coach Prime since he's been there, and the results, I'm willing to have that conversation. Tell me why saying they're not going to have a good year is just absolutely out of control, when I'm not the only one. I think national media, I think the shine is worn off there from the national media perspective. Lindy's has them finishing last in the Big 12. So I'm asking the question, tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why they're wrong. And why is it so bad to say it? Prove me wrong. Great. That's fun. That's why we get into this. Cannot wait. I'm sure Buffs fans that are coming at me are just like furious right now, chomping at the bit to get to the season. So if they win game one against Georgia Tech, this tweet will resurface. They're not going to win that game. They're not going to beat Georgia Tech, Mike. They didn't beat them last year. They're not going to beat them this year.
And, you know, if you happen to be wrong, you'll be the first person to go, you know what? I was wrong.
Or I could delete the tweet.
I'd keep the tweet up.
No, I'm not deleting the tweet. I didn't delete the tweet where I predict. I got guys saying, aren't you the guy that predicted CSU to beat CU? Yeah. Yes. I also predicted CSU to beat Wyoming 1 year when they didn't. I also predicted Wyoming to win a game when they didn't. I also predicted the Broncos to win a game or lose a game when they didn't. Come on.
Last year, you were wrong about the Broncos' record.
What did I say it was going to be?
10-7.
I thought I said 11.
Okay, we'll say 11, but you were wrong
about
that.
But I wasn't that far off.
I was pretty darn close.
Well, yeah, you say the same thing every year. Eastside Christian, better put butts in the seats or goodbye. They can't, though. That's the thing, man. They can't buy him out. The buyout is crazy to actually get out of that contract. They can't do it. So that's why I say they're screwed. Because I honestly do not feel like it's going to be a good year for the Buffaloes. Okay? I don't. The reason I say they're screwed is because if they're bad this year, then I think this is going to lead us to believe maybe he's not right for the Buffs. Because that's now 3 out of 4 years they've been bad. I don't want to hear the Brady. They went from 1 win to 4. Completely different roster. Completely different. You fired Carl Durrell. Mike Sanford got the 1 win for the Buffs that year. And then you get Deion in, and he overhauls the roster. You won 4 games. Great. Good baseline. Good baseline. Next year, 9. Wow. Okay. He's the real deal. Last year, bad again. Really bad. So if they're bad this year, then
and with lots of drama.
Logic would tell me that he's not a great coach at this point. It's not great. And it might be the program. Maybe they don't have the money. I don't know, but it's just not working out. But you can't get out of it. And that's why I say they're screwed. Because you got to just deal with it. You got to just move on. You got to keep going with Coach Prime.
If it was any other school, fans would be like, you know, this guy's had 2 really awful seasons in a row, assuming that this season isn't going to be an awful one. I just have to say, like, those fan bases would think logically as opposed to Prime fans who are just all about Prime.
Like, be a real Buffs fan. Tell me, are you concerned at all? I'm asking a question. When I say they're screwed, and you say, shut up, the Buffs are amazing, Coach Prime's awesome, tell me what leads you to believe that. Well, we won 9 games 2 years ago.
I mean, they certainly played awesome against Utah last year.
What have I told you about the Nuggets this year? What have I told you about them? What have I said during this offseason?
Very critical.
Freaking critical of the Nuggets. Am I not a Nuggets fan? Would you listen to this show and hear me and say, that guy doesn't sound like he likes the Nuggets? Would you say that? No. But they haven't done anything in this offseason. I'm worried. I'm calling out the Cronkies. I'm calling out the law offices of Tenzer and Wallace. And yet, that's not met with the vitriol that this is met with. Why is that? I'm asking. I want to know. Why is he untouchable? But if I criticize the Nuggets, most of the time, it's just whatever. If I say the Rams are going to lose a game, oh, Brady, why? What the hell, man? Hope you're wrong.
It's all about the celebrity.
Go Poke says, I don't think you like anyone right now.
Brady likes me right now.
I really like my
coach. No, I don't know. No, I'm not. I like the Broncos. I think they're going to finish 2nd in the AFC West and make the playoffs. Stickman. Okay, Stickman's a Buffs guy. Stickman's a Buffs guy. Brady, I'd love to say CU is going to have a good or better year this year. Not going to happen. CU will have an awful year. Still a Buffs fan forever. Sco Buffs. Respect, right? And even if you tell me you think they're going to be better, it's still respect. But where is this blind, you're an idiot if you say anything about the Colorado Buffaloes or Coach Prime specifically. And I didn't even say anything specifically about, I could have been talking about Tad Boyle's Buffaloes. We're just assuming I'm talking football.
How many wins? Coach Prime.
Yeah, never mind. What?
How many wins does Prime's Buffs have to get before you say,
I was wrong?
He's a terrible coach.
This year?
How many wins do they have to have for you to take back he's a terrible coach?
I'll go modest. I think if they win six games, I'll go, that's all right. That's fine.
It shows improvement, but it has to be six games where the six losses aren't complete embarrassing blowouts. And their level of opponents
Six wins would mean like you're an all right team. You're all right. It's not worth me saying you're screwed, because you won't be. If you win six games, still paying a coach $10 million to win six games, whatever, it ain't my money. But if you go to a bowl game, I know, but that's at least, you're at least an average type football team.
The question
to Buffs fans is that what you want? I would say six wins, based on what we saw last year, would be a very big improvement.
Six wins, I'll say, and not six embarrassing losses.
If they don't win six games, then I'm going to say, I don't. Like, Sick Man, you tell me, bro. Are you over the prime stuff? Because if you're thinking it's going to be a terrible season this year, that's 3 out of 4. That's 3 out of 4 seasons, and that's usually getting you fired.
Now, are we sticking with Stickman's opinion, or I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I was trying to make a good pun, and I lost my way in the middle of it. I had a couple of wins. I beat Nebraska, and then the rest of the season,
Smitty,
I sucked.
Smitty even said, he's like, you touched on it, Mike. Wow, you actually brought something today besides, you know, whatever you do. Their losses have been nationally embarrassing. I mean, they lost to Houston 36-20. They lost to TCU 35-21. They lost to Utah 53-7. They lost to Arizona 52-17. They lost to Arizona State 42-17. So those were all big-time games, and they did get embarrassed.
And they had a few games where a bad decision could, like, change a bad decision to a good one that takes the game for them.
Yes.
But that was early in the year. Later in the year, they just, it's like their defense stopped playing.
Big Hub texting and says, I'm over it. So, if you were kind of into the Coach Prime thing, you were excited about it, I'm asking you today, are you kind of over it right now, or is it whatever? Like, you ride with him no matter what. Stickman, Prime Time is done. He's got to go. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long road going forward with or without him. Because recovering from that would be interesting. And again, let's keep it on the up and up here, Mike. I don't believe Coach Prime's going anywhere after this year, unless they lose every game. Then you might just have to bite the bullet. But I don't see it happening.
Yeah, they're gonna have to take money from other programs and pay off Prime. This so far, it looks like a failed experiment. We were all excited about this guy who was great in the lower division, and now we're realizing, maybe it was some of his athletes.
Yeah, I listen, man. It's a weird dynamic, I'll tell you. I've picked the Buffs to beat the Rams before. By the way, I have. When Coach Bobo was there, I picked the Buffs to not only win. I picked Coach Prime's Buffs to cover the 21.5-point spread 3 years ago when we saw triple overtime game, and obviously CSU lost that game, but they covered. I picked the Buffs to cover that. Crickets. But
some people only want to read what they agree with, and I feel like a lot of Buffs fans are that way.
It depends. Buffs fans and there's Prime fans, right? Maybe promote Dion to head Buff ambassador in charge of recruiting, still on payroll. Yeah.
He does recruit.
But when does that wear off? When you're a parent, you got a kid, he's good. You're looking at records now. And you're looking at, what are the chances my kid's going to go here and further his football career? This is nothing to say about, like, is he good to the guys or anything like that. I'm told he is. I'm told he's really good to his guys. But it's just, it feels like on August 19th, as we're a couple weeks away from their first game, it feels like this thing is trending in the wrong direction. And you get stories like this. You get the subpoena story. You get the fact that the deputy's there to serve papers and Coach Prime isn't available. He won't be there. Those kind of stories are what I'm talking about, man. But a lot of people just don't want to hear it.
Was Coach Prime actually there?
I don't know. Well, it's football practice. I'm told these guys are at the facility pretty much all the time. So, I don't know. Yeah. When did this show turn into an SEC program? What are you talking about? That we're bashing the Buffs today? I mean, it's real. I was doing the same thing to the Rams last year. In fact, I picked the Cowboys to cover against the Rams last year. Nailed it, by the way.
I have a problem with that saying. Like, when's the last time we talked about the SEC? We talked about the SEC when we were criticizing the SEC and the Big Ten for wanting to have everything their way. That's the last time we mentioned the SEC.
Yeah, I don't know. Travis Anuga, I think they're talking about the Security Exchange Commission.
It's a good joke.
Yeah. That's probably what we were talking about.
Yeah, we were talking about cryptocurrency regulation that we want passed.
Why do you feed this? 31 minutes after the hour. All right, we got to take a break here. I want to shout out to Renaissance Insurance. Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence. It means they have the big dog resources, but they are local, and they're sitting down with you to come up with a one-on-one plan, the best plan that's going to fit you or your business needs when it comes to insurance. Renaissance Insurance. Visit them online at team-rig.com or call 970-674-8825. 31 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. Travis, the new guy, says, how are we doing on our preseason count? Not sure we mentioned it yet today. But it's early. Well, it's halfway. We'll see. We'll see what we got for you. We'll be right back.
You want Broncos football? Then you want Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
What are you doing, man? Where were you? That's why we delayed there. If anyone wants to know, we're pulling back the curtain and I'm throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, go ahead and throw me under the bus, but I was doing something for The Whole Show.
I sent you
You'll
the
find out.
Did I send you the clip?
Did you?
Yeah.
I was doing something else.
Is that what you were doing?
For The Whole Show.
For The Whole Show. How are we doing on our preseason count? Well, we haven't said it's preseason yet, although now we did. But there hasn't been a lot of need today to talk about the the preseason stuff, because we had the in-week scuffle happening for the Broncos. But, man, I got to tell you, I like it. I like it. I'm good with it. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to catch up with Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. He's writing about the fight. I'm sure he's got some thoughts on what's going on with the Colorado Buffaloes with Coach Prime as well. So that will be an interesting conversation, I'm sure. Excited about that one coming up. I don't know, Mike. Do I seem overly negative about everyone right now? I think the Broncos will be good. You want me to give you positives?
Yeah, but keep in mind, it's preseason.
It is preseason, so we can only be so positive when it comes to preseason. I'm actually entertaining the idea, because picks aren't till Friday. Everybody knows that. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I'm entertaining the idea that the Broncos could win the AFC West. I'm entertaining the idea that I'm going to flip that, because it doesn't. It does. The official predictions don't start until the first week, Mike. So I don't know if you caught that. You just ran out again. You're scurrying about. I might change my pick to the Broncos winning the AFC West.
I think you should, because it is going to happen.
Well, but based, I'm not going to take it based on anything you say, because you're just going to say that all the time. But I've got the feeling, man. I've got the feeling. Travis, the new guy, texting in. Thanks, Brady. Thanks for entertaining the text line. You do a great job of doing that and keeping on schedule for your pre-planned show. Well, sometimes it's pre-planned. Texter says, I've got you at 87 mentions of preseason. Have we hit 87 already?
Really?
Yes.
You had to go through, it's preseason, the
you got to go through
podcast,
a lot. Yeah.
1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
What did you get?
A burrito.
No, what did you just do? What are you doing back there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're doing something.
Hey, are we doing picks?
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
I mean everyone.
Everyone!
Everyone knows that.
That's what you were late to the board for? That and you're scurrying about, running in and out of the room like a little mouse? That's what you had to do that was so important?
Yes.
That was the thing.
I thought Micah came in and played pretty damn good.
I don't think he did play pretty damn good, Vic. I don't think he did. I think
that is one demerit.
Yeah.
One
demerit
strike.
Thomas.
Not sure what we're doing, Mike.
That's two now.
We're supposed to be in mid-season form right now. Like, July was practice mode. We're supposed to be like, this is the whole show. I mean, for a show that talks 50% Coach Prime and the Buffs, we need to be better. And that's not an example of being better.
Well, we are better. Everyone knows that.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
So you're going to tag that to when I say the picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. You're going to play that clip every time. And okay, that's what we're doing. That's what we're going to do. Was that approved by corporate? Did you get that approved by corporate? I don't think so. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Big City Roadhouse. Guys, do you want to watch football? You want to go watch football with friends in the best place to watch football in the area? That's Big City Roadhouse. They're putting even better and bigger TVs up all over, man. Cleta, one of the owners over there, she's obsessed with having that place filled with TVs. And I love that. As a sports fan, you go in there, there's not a bad seat. You know, you've been to restaurants before where they put you somewhere and you can barely see the TV. It's not the case at Big City Roadhouse because they have giant TVs everywhere. That's at Big City Roadhouse. Plus, the food is phenomenal. Could go for a burger today. Big City a Roadhouse burger would be fantastic. That
I think you should get me one, too.
I probably won't. But when you do stop by, in fact, I tell you what, Mike, I got a $25 gift certificate to give away to Big City Roadhouse right now.
Can anyone call in?
Why wouldn't anyone be able to call in?
So,
what do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
Okay. I'm already over that.
Is allowed to call in.
No, anyone can call in. We want to make them work for it. Call in with a prediction for me. Who's going to have the better season, respectively, between Buffs, Wyoming Cowboys, Colorado State Rams, UNC Bears, or Air Force? Call in. Be the 10th caller to call in and tell Michael which team is going to be better. Who's going to have the better record? That's it.
So if they're wrong, we get to take that back?
Well, they can say it's an opinion. It's an opinion, Mike.
Yeah, but then why are they making
Because people make predictions before the season starts, Mike. You know about sports talk radio. That's what we do. We can't predict it after the fact.
So 9 people are not allowed to make predictions.
So caller number 10 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. Be caller number 10 and just tell Michael which of those regional college teams is going to have the better record this year. 970-353-1310, caller number 10. You'll get a $25 gift certificate to Big City Roadhouse. 12:41 at the time. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It was cool being out at UNC football practice today. Caught up with wide receiver Marcus Mosier earlier. and defensive end Dominic Butts. And this, listen, man, this is a big year for the Bears. There's not really, I mean, I've had people like, why don't you put the same kind of pressure on Ed Lamb that you put on Jay Norvell or Coach Prime? Completely different programs. How else can I say it? If you win at UNC, it's amazing. It's amazing.
They haven't won four games in a year in a while.
And they've only done it, what, three times since they became a D1 football team? They've only won four-plus games three times? Something like, maybe not.
Yeah, and I've been here for 22 years, and they have not been relevant for a while.
They have a lot of seasons where they just won like one or two games. And Ed Lamb's record's not great.
There were two seasons where they won zero.
They gave Ernest Collins Jr. like 8-9 years. That's the way it is. It's just different there. Now, if they were Montana or Montana State, we probably have different expectations. But the resources, Michael, are just not there for the Bears. So if Ed Lamb does win 6-plus games this year, that's phenomenal. Like, Big Sky should make him the Big Sky Coach of the Year. I just, especially in this day and age, with the NIL world we're in, this is harder than it was when Ernest Collins Jr. was here to do this at UNC.
And so, the way he's doing it.
If they do somehow win 6-plus games this year, yeah, I'm giving him Coach of the Year. Absolutely.
Yeah, he will be Coach of the Year.
But the expectations are different. We're talking FCS football. And an FCS football team that doesn't have the same, even anywhere close to the same kind of resources that the rest of the teams in their own conference have.
Yeah, they just got lights. And by the way, about the FCS, only like 24 teams go to the playoffs. Everybody else didn't get into the playoffs, season over.
Yeah, you kind of
don't get that bowl game money.
If you don't understand that, then you don't really get what's going on in Greeley. What's going on with the UNC Bears. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't deserve to have big expectations, but here, I'm just going to say this, and this is going to sound bad. The Bears are supposed to lose when it comes to football. They're supposed to. Anything wrong with that? Compared with their resources, they're not supposed to win.
And yet they will have 7 wins this year.
Oh, you went up?
No. I was wrong about the number of games that they played.
You had a hard time with
6-5,
that.
6-5, but since they play 12 games.
Yeah, you had a difficult time.
I'm predicting them 7-5.
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, so I'm not prepared to give you that record yet. 12:49 the time. Let's take a quick break. 103.1, 1310 KFK.
Your front row seat of training camp coverage starts tonight at 5 p.m. Preps Radio will be live with the University Bulldogs, brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Shout! Shout! Let it all out! These are the things I can do without. Come on! I'm talking to you. Come on!
All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to get to top stories of the day. Also, Sean Keeler will join us. We're going to talk more about this fight. He was there at practice yesterday, so he'll break it down for us. Also, we'll get his thoughts on the Colorado Buffaloes as well, I'm sure, keeling me softly with the Denver Post. Sean Keeler, we'll look forward to that conversation coming up here in the 1 o'clock hour. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. If you want to chime in on any of the conversations today, yeah, it has been about 50% Buffs talk today. So maybe the Twitter people are right. That's just not the norm. We'll take a quick break here. Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.